the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A slippery start to the day today as Old Man Winter came calling a little early. And we may get another touch of the upcoming season tonight. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. A contentious issue was finally dealt with by Holland City Council last night. In a special business meeting, the members voted 7-1 on approving a new fee schedule for rental properties in the Tulip City. The current $75 charge for the first unit remains unchanged, much to the relief of landlords who had balked loudly at public hearings earlier this month when a hike of up to $115 was proposed. However, there will now be charges of $50 for a first re-inspection if violations are spotted, with $50 increments for subsequent follow-ups if needed, and a $600 levy of the city attorney's office has to get into the matter. This is a fair compromise in the eyes of Mayor Kurt Dykstra, as the extra money will help restore the city's inspection staff that had been trimmed due to budget cuts in recent years.
The ones who pay the additional cost are the ones who are causing the additional work. That seems to me to be a pretty good compromise to get at both taking care of the backlog while at the same time understanding that the fees ought to cover the nature of the inspection, and the additional fees ought to be assessed to those who are causing the additional work.
First Ward Councilman Mike Trithewey also voted for the plan, but not without some reservations.
That's got to be the responsibility of the property owner, the responsibility of the business owner to know what the rules and regulations are. I appreciate you trying to help, but that to me is a very, very slippery slope.
Todd Whiteman was the lone no vote on the issue, with Dave Hoekstra stepping aside because he is a landlord himself. Expect an interest in tonight's special Saugatuck Planning Commission meeting as led city staffers to attempt a video streaming feed through the city's website of the 7 p.m. proceedings. The commission is expected to vote on whether to allow a Grand Rapids developer to build 8 luxury homes at the site of the Presbyterian camp off of Lake Michigan. The Presbytery of Chicago is forced to sell the land to pay legal fees. Another new structure at Hope College will take shape soon. Shovels were lowered and dirt was dug up in a ceremonial groundbreaking yesterday for the school's Center for Musical Arts. When completed by the fall of 2015, the 64,000-square-foot, $35 million building at the site of the former Lincoln Park off of Columbia Avenue between 9th and 10th Streets in Holland will house 2 performance venues, classrooms, practice rooms, faculty studios, and office space for the music department. The structure is named for Jack Miller, a generous donor to his alma mater, who had completed 48 years with the Howard Miller Company when he retired as its president and CEO in 2002.
I consider it an honor and a privilege to have played a role in meeting this need. But I would also like to thank the over 230 persons that have contributed and made this center possible and the Performance Hall a reality for Hope College.
School President John Knapp said that the music department will have a home worthy of its talent.
This facility, while it's being built with cranes and bulldozers and lots of people on a construction site in the months to come, has been under construction for a long, long time by the people who have built a program that is worthy of a facility like this.
Funding for the project came through a Greater Hope, $125 million capital improvement campaign. Raising awareness of what we eat and making sure that there's enough for everybody is the focus of a nationwide day today.
Food Day 2013 is focusing on food education as a way to improve our diets, address obesity, and other health issues. Christina Wiemink of the Ottawa County Public Health Department says that people can find help with their nutrition needs.
We're piloting a new program right now called NOW. It's the Nutritional Options for Wellness, and community members can be referred by their family physician to the NOW program. And what this basically is that the health department offers is a way for people with chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes to have access to quality foods that are beneficial and helpful to maintain their chronic disease.
The Ottawa County Food Policy Council is comprised of several community agencies and was formed to help ensure that there is an available supply of well-balanced meals for all. You can help fight hunger in our community in many ways. For more information, visit the website feedingottawa.org. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
As school officials in Nevada and Connecticut search for reasons behind the slayings of 2 teachers by weapons-wielding students this week, the memories of Columbine were refreshed. Investigators haven't disclosed any motive for the separate incidents in Sparks and Danvers, but there is speculation that, in at least one case, the assailant had been the target of bullying. In an effort to deal with this issue, English teacher Bruce Vanderkolk at Cityside Middle School in Zeeland started spreading the word about the book Wonder by author R.J. Palacio that had inspired the publisher to establish the Choose Kind National Anti-Bullying Campaign.
When given the choice to between being right or being kind, choose kind. And I wanted to bring that to the school. So I talked with the administration, and we've set up a thing at school where every student has been able to hear the book, and then we're going to take it and do some other activities with the kids.
The thrust of the program's message is one of outreach.
The main character's name is August. They call him Augie in the book. And we've asked the kids, who's your Augie? Who is the student in this school that you can give a hello to, sit by at lunch, you know, just show that you are recognizing them as a valid human being just like yourself.
Random House officials say that they are less than 2,000 pledges away from a goal of 20,000 teachers and parents who would follow and teach the anti-bullying guidelines stressed in the book. Sentencing is later this afternoon in Allegan County Circuit Court for Tonya Reisbeck. The 38-year-old Fenville woman was convicted of racketeering charges stemming from her foreclosure rescue firm that had taken advance fees from at least 85 homeowners on the pledge that she would work on saving their residences. Prosecutors claimed that Reisbeck did little or no work and had pocketed a total of around $70,000. What was a crisis a week ago has become ancient history in Washington. So it appears to be, as attention on the Affordable Care Act website issues have totally eclipsed the government shutdown and debt ceiling debate that had threatened to bring the American government to its economic knees. The deal that prevented such a financial scenario included the establishment of a joint committee that would look for a solution to the impasse between the House and Senate that had led to the crisis. But Representative Bill Heisinger is not too optimistic about the success of this group.
There is all likelihood not going to be this grand bargain, a huge, massive deal that's put together, because what Harry Reid has said is that it must include, quote-unquote, revenues, which means tax increases. And I simply just don't see that happening with the environment that we're dealing with.
The second-term congressman from Zeeland feels that fellow Republican Paul Ryan, who is a part of the group, we could emerge as a major political power broker as a result of this.
The conservatives respect him. The moderates respect him. The Democrats know that if he says he's going to do something, he'll do it.
The next crisis comes up after the first of the year when the temporary spending plan and the raising of the debt ceiling expire. When stuck at a red light or watching a seemingly endless line of railroad cars pass, auto engines are burning fuel, but one automaker wants to change all that.
James Bell with General Motors says that the new start-stop technology takes a bit of the sting out of that wait by saving motorists money.
When you come to a stoplight or a stop sign and you apply the brake in a full manner, it automatically turns the engine off and you're saving fuel, you're not burning emissions, and you keep the money in your pocket.
Then Bell says when a driver takes their foot off of the brake, the engine seamlessly starts again. He says that on average, vehicles with the start-stop technology are about 13% more fuel efficient.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
Things went from bad to worse for Mike Babcock's Red Wings as their third straight loss was admittedly pretty pathetic in the coach's eyes. A 6-1 humiliation at home to visiting Ottawa last night.
The bottom line is we were no good here today. And it's not like I saw it coming. It's not like I think our play has been falling off or anything. I didn't see it coming. I was surprised to say the least. And I don't think you forget this very easy. And you shouldn't forget it either. That's embarrassing to play like we did.
Detroit hosts the New York Rangers on Saturday evening. Coverage on 1450 WHTC is at 6:40 p.m. The Chicago Blackhawks are in Tampa Bay to face the Lightning tonight. Captain Jonathan Toews and his Hawks are coming off a 3-2 win through the shootout in Miami over Florida on Tuesday evening.
We just had a couple breakdowns and that was it. Other than that, I don't think we gave up too many quality scoring chances. You know, it's an effort we'll build on, and it's a nice road win. We'll be better in the next game.
Thursday night football on 1450 WHTC at 8 p.m. finds Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers battling the winless Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
We're not going to get jaded by their record because we know they're a hell of a team that is just waiting for that game that they can prove that they're just not what their record shows.
The Lions continue preparations for Sunday's game versus Dallas in Detroit. Catch all of the action from Ford Field on 1450 WHTC beginning at 12 noon. Two teams from the Lakeshore have already sewn up state high school football tournament berths, with two others needing wins on the road tomorrow night to join in the fun, as West Ottawa travels to Hudsonville and Zeeland East visits Kenowa Hills. Now, we'll carry conference championship contests tomorrow evening at 6:40 p.m. on our stations. as the battle for the OK Green crowd between Zealand West and Byron Center from Zealand Stadium is here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com, while the Southwestern Athletic North title tilt in Gobles between the Tigers and Saugatuck is there on our FM station 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com again at 6:40 p.m. Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for rain showers this afternoon, high 44, a mix of rain and snow showers tonight, low 37. Those showers will end by midday tomorrow, high 47, and then for the weekend, Saturday, windy with a few showers possible, high 49. Sunday, times of sun and clouds, high 47. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station.